Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hi, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2970. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock. The men's room. On tap today, Ryan Castle's A Drunken Charge is into Sit and Spin. Today, 10 songs that stutter. A positive drinking story has practical uses for alcohol besides drinking it.
Who cares?
Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clack.
Drink or they drunk.
All right, here we go. Four Georgia Tech students robbed on Krispy Kreme Donut Run. And then forced to drive to an ATM. Meanwhile, a Pittsburgh man who attempts to steal a car by leaving it in park is a real gem. Woman performs sex act for $5 in a can of Pringles and gets shot. 11-year-old allowed to drive rental car to school just like his dad taught. And man destroys belongings with axe after wife damages his action figures. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. On yesterday's riveting show, our very own Mike Hawk, he brought us the story about a British family who were deported from New Zealand, basically because they're filthy, loud, two-legged pigs. Now, in a nutshell, they've been accused of theft, littering, and swearing at locals. Additionally, their hotel room was covered with soda cans, cigarette butts, and kids' poop. And yes, hotel staff had to clean that up, and no one deserves to have to clean that up. But that's not the worst cleanup there is. An even worse cleanup involves a flight attendant who had the misfortune of having to wipe the splattered ass of a 440-pound passenger. And what makes the cleanup more repulsive was that the rather rotund passenger, quote, moaned with pleasure while they were wiping, and at one point asked the staff, not making this up, to go deeper. We'll share the rest of the story coming up.
Yeah.
Now, not all cleanups are quite so traumatic, but they can be equally memorable. We told you a few weeks ago about the truck in Arizona rolls over, spills 3,500 gallons of gooey, delicious chocolate on the highway. Or the truck in Alabama, it crashed, covered the highway in delicious frozen chicken nuggets. Of course, the people there had to be told, hey, man, don't eat the street nuggets. Just leave them alone. But all of these things have the one thing in common, which is someone made a mess and someone else was responsible for having to clean it up. And quite frankly, we've all been in that position before, whether you're a parent, whether you're a kid, a teacher, it doesn't matter. You have been on the hook for cleaning up someone else's mess. So today we have a men's room blank question. It goes something like this. The worst thing I've ever had to clean was blank.
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home of Jones and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,970. Wow.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
You made 70 wow sound like a number.
It's going to be a...
How old are you? 70 wow.
It's going to be a huge show today, man. Ryan Castle, Drunk at Charge, into Sin Spin. And today, Ryan brings us 10 songs that stutter. 10 songs that are very popular. You know probably each and every one of these songs. And one of the features lyrically in the songs is a bit of a stutter. So
okay.
We're going to bring you 10 songs with a stutter coming up with the Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle, as we will sit and spin. A positive drinking story today has practical uses for alcohol besides drinking it. And I know what you're thinking. Who the hell would do that? Believe it or not, there are tons of really beneficial things that alcohol can do.
I know vodka can clean stuff.
Vodka can do a lot of stuff.
It's good for dogs that drink antifreeze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's why your dog drinks antifreeze. He just wants a nip of the vodka.
It'll kill poison ivy.
Really?
Vodka can also be used as windshield wiper fluid.
I've heard, because nothing's better than a cop pulling you over and your entire windshield reeks of booze.
Right. I mean, if you really want to clean the windows in your house, I will give you the formula. It's like one cup of vodka, two or three parts water, something else, shake it in a bottle, spray, and apparently it's better than Windex.
Really?
Yeah. So who knew? So, a lot of practical uses for alcohol coming up with a positive drinking story. And today we're going to do a men's room blank question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank, truth be told, before I walked out of the house today. And I am somewhat OCD. My cat threw up everywhere. And I had two choices.
You and that goddamn cat.
I had two choices. Well, that's better than him dragging his ass on my comforter with his poop.
But, ripped your hand open. You could, well...
Yeah,
you had to play golf with three fingers and shot one of the best games of your life.
Well, he got in my finger so
bad.
Why
do you have this cat?
Because, you know what? It's not...
People have had, like, rabid raccoons in their house, and generally the stories they tell are the stories you tell, except you tell the story every day.
I might leave the slider open on a warmer day.
You're just waiting for...
Yeah, weather's kind of a little bit crappy right now.
Take them back.
I don't hate them that much. Yeah,
Ted Solutions.
Dude, they were going to kill him. That's the reason I took the dumb thing.
Why don't you take him back?
Do you understand now why he may have been slated, why he was on death row?
He's blind, I'm pretty sure. He's rickety looking. My daughter's looking at him just laughing her ass off like, man, that old cat's going to go soon. I'm like, he's like 2 years old, dude.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that amazing when you look at him to think? So he threw up all over my floor, and I didn't know. I thought he was in pain, so I bought him some CBD oil.
Uh-huh.
So I dropped some of that on his food. I don't know if he had a bad reaction to that. Normally, he'll throw up anyway. But either way, it's going to be this big, dry, crusty blob when I get back.
You left it?
Yeah.
Why did you leave the puke?
Because I'm tired of doing this every day. Like, I need
a break. But you're still going to have to. It's still there.
I can procrastinate. You know what I mean? It's like every day it's something with that.
But you started with, maybe it's because of my OCD. That doesn't seem like an OCD person could do that.
I had to really force myself out the door. Like, you know what, man? The hell with it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not getting on my hands and knees and
scrubbing. That'll teach him.
I got a dollar says he's rolling around in it right now.
He is just a piece of work.
Right?
Not only that, man. Okay, but he can't poop in the litter box. All right? So you have a litter box.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rectangle. There's a place for him to walk in. He stands in there. And what's he do? He craps on the side of the litter box in the plastic. So there's this whole brown thing that falls down off the side of the wall. So you can't even go in there and scoop it because he paints the side of the litter box with his crap. So then you got to take the damn thing outside, empty all the litter out, and wash the sides of the litter box.
Look, I have a cat, too. I don't have any of these problems.
No, you don't.
My cat does not. That cat follows me around the house. It likes me. It just sits on my lap comfortably when I work out of the house. It poops directly in the litter box. I don't even believe the cat has puked once. Did have a near hairball experience. And I was like, man, please don't, because it's so gross. But
I don't get that.
I think it was Sunday, maybe.
My cat won't clean himself.
I'm watching TV, and I just hear, stop for a second. We make eye contact, and I'm like, please, please don't. Then walked away. I'm like, all right,
got it.
False alarm. Dry heat.
Sweet.
Dry
heat.
Dry heat. He's fine.
Yeah, no worries.
Nothing wakes you up quicker in the middle of the night than a Cadbury throw up. Baby waking up if you have a kid or a cat getting ready to puke. Those are two things, man. I mean, you could have, like, the house could be on fire. You know what I mean? Like, you could be in the middle
people
of an
sleep
earthquake. Nothing, man. But if a cat starts throwing up something, you're like, oh, God, no. Oh, no. No. No.
Dude, it's the same thing with us. Think about how long you might lay in bed if you got to poop or pee.
Right. And you just wait it out.
You got to puke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a quick reaction of, I am up. I've got to go.
I've got the sweats.
Yeah, like, my mouth's sweating. It's getting all damp in there.
Mm-hmm. What if I'm just thinking now, right? Because you're right. If you feel like you need to puke, you are up. You are out of bed. Stephen Hawking, what did he do?
What did he do?
Right, I just feel like, look, man, he only needs the wheelchair if he's not going to puke. I feel like even he somehow sprung out of bed and made it into the bathroom.
Well, he needs somebody to go help him. I'm sure he had 24-hour care.
Yeah, but
someone had to
puke.
Go in there and wipe.
But no matter what, you're making a mess, right?
All right. Well, speaking of using the bathroom, we'll start with a story. You can pull my pants back up now. The flight attendant relives her horror after being forced by a 31-stone U.S. passenger to undress him and wipe his backside as he moaned, deeper, deeper. Now I need to find out how many stones we are. He's 31 stone. What's a stone?
440 pounds.
Yeah. But what's a stone?
Divide that by 31, there's your answer.
Okay. All right.
I thought it was around 14 pounds. I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering how many stone I am.
How many stones?
Yeah, it's 14 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so 14 pounds. I'm going to do the math and figure out how many. Okay, so I weigh 200 pounds. 200 pounds divided by 14. All right, there's that, there's that.
Sure, so, about 14 stones somewhere around there?
Yeah, about, yeah, exactly. About 14 stones.
Ah, look at my 14 stone. Looking okay. Good, looking
so
good.
So this is a 31-stone passenger. He's two
get
of me.
Get me a bucket.
He forced flight attendants to strip him in a toilet and wipe his backside. As he allegedly moaned with pleasure during a long-haul flight.
God.
I mean,
that is awful.
That's next-level bad.
Don't
man.
Do that to people.
The flight attendant said the large customer, who was thought to be American, made her and her colleagues undress him in a bathroom and clean his rear. He asked staff
clean
to go
my
deeper
butt.
During the trip from the United States to Taiwan.
Get in there.
He's going to Taiwan?
Yeah. You know why he's going to Taiwan.
Incident took place on a flight from L.A. to Taiwan with a passenger, a Caucasian male, yet to be named. The stewardess, named only by her last name, Ku, who was also a chief purser on the flights, in a press conference said her crew helped to pull down the passenger's pants and wipe his backside after he finished relieving himself.
You have to have a press conference because you had to wipe the ass of a fat dude.
That is correct. The passenger, who she estimated weighed about 440 pounds, he boarded the plane in a wheelchair and requested he be given three adjoining seats in economy class due to his size.
Three?
Yes.
Come on, man.
As the flight was not full, he was granted his request, which later allegedly escalated in a demand to use the plane's business class lavatory because he could not fit in the economy cubicle. She says the passenger claimed an injury to his right hand prevented him from fully undressing himself in order to use the bathroom.
Open my pants.
He therefore asked the cabin crew to pull down his pants in order for him to successfully relieve himself. However, I told him we wouldn't help him, but he started yelling. He told me to go in here immediately and threatened then to relieve himself on the floor of the aircraft.
I will poop on your floor!
As the passenger's genitals are now exposed, one of my colleagues brought a blanket, which I used to, quote, cover his modesty. But he very angrily slapped my hand away, saying he didn't want it and only wanted me to remove his underwear so he could use the toilet.
Look at me in my glory.
After granting the request, they were left further traumatized when the man called them into the cubicle again in order to wipe him.
Wipe my backside.
The chief attendant reluctantly agreed, explaining that they did not want to leave the lone passenger trapped in the bathroom. However, the flight attendant's discomfort then turned to humiliation when he allegedly began moaning in apparent pleasure as the chief attendant wiped his backside while wearing how many pairs of latex gloves on one hand?
Three.
Three is correct.
That's appropriate when cleaning a man of over 400 pounds of poop.
It feels so good how you wipe my backside.
He was also holding onto a passenger to keep steady.
Who is this passenger?
He went to help.
Are you kidding me?
And he said, deeper, deeper.
That's got to be illegal.
And then he accused the woman of not properly cleaning his backside.
My butt is still itchy.
That she'd do it again. The flight attendant repeated the action three times.
Come on.
Before leaving. At which point the passenger said, "You can pull my pants back up now." Eva Air, which only employs female cabin crew, has said in a statement that staff are not obliged to accept demands from passengers, even those requiring special assistance. However, according to the Flight Attendants Union, which represents the staff, they argue the problem is systemic, stemming from a service industry culture that frowns upon those who do not meet the customer's every demand. The union has suggested two solutions: ban the passenger and others like him, and begin hiring male cabin staff. Further statements from the airline and the union are expected to come in a few days.
I think the most amazing thing about that story, and everything about that story is amazing to me, is that he held on to another passenger to hold his balance.
Because the door had to be opened to get her inside.
Who is this passenger? I'd be like, no, yeah. Hell no.
And not only that, but it's in the business class bathroom. So would you like to
good.
Would you like to upgrade, Mr. Smith? And you say, sure, it's a long flight to Taiwan. I'm going to get it, not first class, but I'm going to be, you know, in business class. I'll get the drinks, whatever. Now the door's open. You have a 41 stone man.
with his hands holding on.
And that would be me.
Oh, let me see if I can help.
Right, exactly.
And I got a groaning dude holding on to me.
Hold me still while she wipes my butt.
Look, if you're in medical care, if you're in an assisted living facility, there's a lot of situations. If you're in child care.
But you set yourself up for that. It's
you
understood.
You already know what probably is going to be a scenario and all that. But, man, when you're working at a Burger King, or, you know what I mean, you have a regular job, that's not what you think is going to happen in your day. That you're going to have to wipe someone. Like, I think about, oh, God, I hope that later on in life, someone doesn't have to wipe my butt.
I wouldn't.
But I know maybe it could. Hopefully, I'll just die before that. You know what I mean? Because that would be horrible for somebody.
It's still horrible for them.
What if it's my kid? What if it's my kid? You know what I mean?
Well, that's different. Like, I just assume I'll be paying somebody to
do it. Listen, I don't care if my kid doesn't wipe my ass. You owe me that. All right? If I'm up there in age and they're doing it, I think I'll just look at them with a smirk like, see what it's like? I get it.
Yeah.
I wiped your ass. You owe me a few.
I'll give you one quick story, which is the worst cleanup I've ever seen in my life.
Maybe that's not the way to phrase it, but...
Well, yeah.
This was the worst
scenario.
I'm going
to start now. Kids, come here.
I was thinking about my dad, and I'll be like, you know what? how much is that facility?
Yeah. There's a guy that we both know, and he is a very good guy. We worked with him at CBS in Baltimore.
Please write his name down.
And at this point in time, he was interested. He was just dating a female.
Yes.
And it was the first time that I've known him, and I've known him for probably 20-some years, and he's always been bisexual, which is always one of those things where we go to a bar, and he's like, the world is my oyster.
Yeah, he didn't care, man.
The whole bar could be mine. You know what I mean? Which I always thought was like, wow, man.
I don't know that I've ever heard you say the term bisexual and not followed up with, the world is his oyster.
Right, exactly. Like,
but he would say that.
Anybody. I can date anybody. It's like not 50% of the population. I'm in this club and I can hit on anybody.
He bragged to everyone. If anyone finds me attractive, I'm going home.
I'm in.
Game on.
Yeah, exactly. So he happens to start dating a manager, all right, at the place that we both work.
Mm-hmm.
This is enlightening to me because this woman is very attractive. She's an older woman and she's in management. So, right. You know what I mean? Like you respect her. She's beautiful. She does a good job. All those things. She's well thought of by her peers. Blah, 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 blah. We're at this apartment. We're having a party. She comes in, and right away, I can tell that her at-work demeanor is much different than her non-at-work demeanor.
The real her.
The real her is not in a pantsuit today. Is not in some kind of bad East Coast business attire that, you know, it looks like something Hillary Clinton would wear. It's just like, God, why do you do that to yourself? She doesn't look like that anymore. She's got on jeans, very tight jeans. She's got on a top. She looks like she's going out. We're in a small two-bedroom apartment. Unbeknownst to me, this woman enjoyed her muscle relaxers.
Aha.
Very much so. That was her thing. She liked muscle relaxers.
With alcohol?
With wine.
Yeah, that's a...
That tells me you work in sales.
With wine.
Man.
Now, the night is going smoothly. I'm not really paying attention to what's going on. I'm not privy to any of this information ahead of time. I just know she's there. She's drinking wine.
Sure.
She looks like she's really heavy-eyed. Kind of doing the sway thing a little bit early, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, it'll be an early night for her or whatever. He'll take her home, our buddy. Yeah.
He's in charge.
Right. This is your problem.
Strangely enough, a game of strip poker begins breaking out in the living room. Okay, with a host of the party. This is about 15 people. We all know each other very well. I learned a lot more about them that night
sure.
than I ever thought that I would learn in my life. I got a pretty good buzz on. I'm feeling fine, whatever. And all of a sudden, I hear a crash that sounds like someone knocked down three shelves in a kitchen pantry. Like, cans of soup falling, right. like everything just crashing. And I'm like, oh my God, what was that? So I jump up. I'm not playing strip poker. I go into the kitchen.
Did they ask you to not play?
There's no one there. No, you know what, man? Mm-hmm. It was just getting a little weird between two or three people, and I was like, I...
Weird like...
play?
What's that?
You didn't play?
I did not play, no. No, no.
All right.
I did not play...
Did you watch?
I did not play because the host of the party would always kind of flirt with me, and she lived with her boyfriend, and she kept urging me to play, and he was noticing this. And I thought it was not a good idea.
You don't break out the bald King Kong?
Because he's kind of a bigger dude that I get involved in this. I thought, you know what, man? This is not a good situation. I don't want to get into a fight naked. Anyway, this crash goes down. I look in the kitchen. There's nobody in there. And I'm like, oh, God. So I knock on the door in the bathroom. And I hear, and I'm like, oh, God. And I'm like, I knock on the door. I don't know who's in there.
It doesn't matter.
So I go back out in the living room. I do a quick check. They're like, what was that? I'm like, somebody's in the bathroom. And we look around, and this girl, she's the only one not there.
Wait, write down who it is.
You wouldn't know her, but her name was...
Not in Google her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll Google her.
She's really, really attractive, too. So, it's her. So, I ask our friend, who's dating her, to go in there and see what's going on. You know what I mean? So, he knocks on the door, and she won't open the door. The door's open. Door falls open. And I'm behind him, and I look in. That was the shower curtain coming down.
Right.
Along with the medicine cabinet kind of, you know, the stands that you put over your toilets that kind of like,
it's
not really hardened the wall.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, got the poles up, and you put towels in it. That is completely turned over. That is on the, that's on top of her.
Right.
All right? She has thrown up wine all over the bathroom. In an attempt to get up, she also crapped herself. But she didn't use toilet paper. And when she went to fall, she grabbed the shower curtain with her poopy hands and smeared poop all over the walls when she was trying to steady herself and all over the curtain rod. The rugs are covered in feces. They're covered in wine. She's laying on the floor moaning.
Feces and wine?
Anyone? She's got her, she's like, she's, her pants are kind of handcuffing her ankles to the point where she can't get up even when she's trying to. She just keeps falling over. He's urging her to stop getting over. She grabs a towel rack, takes that down next. And I'm just watching this. And I'm amazed. Because this is like a boss.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And I can't believe that, you know, like, finally, someone who I thought was very, very attractive is now the ugliest person I've ever seen.
You didn't have to help clean up, did you?
I did help clean
up. What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out, man.
Yeah,
wine and poop, not my date. Peace.
Not my house, not my girl.
Peace. The only good thing about it is, what is the paint called that has like a finish on it? It's not a flat, but it's like a glossy.
Yeah.
So the paint in the bathroom was a glossy, so it was easier to wipe off. You know what I'm saying? Worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999. Hold the line. Call's coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rowdy British Traveler family, which wreaked havoc in New Zealand, have left a hotel room strewn with rubbish and smelling of poo. A cleaner at a motel in Wellington in New Zealand claims it took staff hours to clean the rooms, which are covered with cans of Red Bull, spaghetti, and cigarette butts. Mm. Family have been served a deportation notice while holidaying in New Zealand after being accused of theft, littering, swearing at locals, basically kids poo all over the room. It was really a mess. I had to open all the windows. I told my boss to leave them open, the door, air this place out. The cleaner claims she spent 3 extra hours scrubbing the floor of the room with a brush to get rid of the putrid smell. We had to wash everything. The family rented 2 rooms, one of which was missing cutlery, wine glasses when they left, according to the hotel. They left used towels in the shower under the desk. The family could be heard arguing with each other on the morning of their exit. They also spent their last day smoking in the room while also refusing requests to pack up and leave when their time had expired. Staff of the hotel called the group's behavior disrespectful. The tourists faced claims they trashed a beach, left a cafe without paying, damaged their apartment, and allegedly stole a journalist's phone. One of the family's children was filmed threatening to knock the brains out of locals who challenged their behavior during the week-long trial. Our question, what is the worst thing that you have ever had to clean up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, I just thought about another story, but that can wait till later.
Otherwise, Michael throw a chair.
Yeah, man. I just turned around to see if he was going to throw a chair.
No, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, okay. So for me, I was hanging out with some friends. It was my birthday, so we were out at the bars. And then by the time it was time to go home, bars are closed and things like that, I stayed at my buddy's house, and I was sleeping on his couch. And then right when I went to lay down, you know, the spins just started happening. You know what happens right then. So I just ran to his bathroom as quickly as I could. And right when I hit the threshold, just projectile vomited all over his bathroom floor. And couldn't stop. It happened for a good 5 minutes, or at least it felt like 5 minutes. And then I proceeded to pass out right there in my own mess. And then the next morning, I wake up, he wakes up, and he's making breakfast, and then he hands me a plate with, you know, breakfast food and stuff like that, and he just goes, so, you're going to clean that up, right? So, that was all me. I had to clean up my own mess.
Yeah, that's fair.
But how much worse is it the next morning when you wake up in it? Because, you know, when things dry up or get sticky or whatever, man, I mean, was it all thick and all over you or what?
I mean, most of my body was outside of the bathroom, so it wasn't too bad. It was just kind of stuck on my face.
Okay, just your face.
All right, that's not too bad. At least the bathroom wasn't carpeted like my grandparents.
I've never understood that.
Oh, I don't get it either. It's just a mildewy, wet, damp carpet of stickiness and stank.
What color is the carpet? Is it pink?
It was light blue.
Light blue? God damn. It seemed like pink and light blue, and it did not matter whose bathroom it was. If you had the carpet, man, like every shower you've ever taken.
All the wall carpet. I want the whole place carpeted.
The walls, the floor, all the people with the fuzzy toilet seat cover lids.
Basically that. Oh, yeah.
Because they don't stay up. You know, for a dude, look, if you're a chicken, you're sitting down, it's at your back. Fine. But, and if I'm taking a poop, it's at my back. But when you're trying to pee and the lid keeps falling down, it's problematic.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. You're going to hold the lid while you're peeing.
And why do you want to make your toilet look like fuzzy and happy? It's a toilet. Everything a toilet deals with sucks.
I think the last time I saw carpeting in a bathroom was at a motel.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
sounds about right.
Men's room blank question. The worst thing I've ever had to clean up was blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, well, hey, just quick background. Seattle most of my life, then Portland almost 20 years. I moved to Salem. I'm a professional bartender, teacher, raised kids, so plenty of messes. My first job outside of Salem is about 20 miles west in this little tiny town. So I close up the bar every night. Everything's immaculate. And I had noticed for 2 months every day this woman scoots by in her pajamas. Basically, I think she's going to the convenience store to get cigarettes, and she scoots back. She never comes in. One night she comes in, she orders a glass of wine, and she's meeting a friend. And I'm curious about this pajama lady. She was actually wearing, jeans at the time. About 5 minutes later, this Cadillac pulls up. This woman, sophisticated, dressed like Jackie O'Nash shows up. Her husband looks like Robert Wagner and their chauffeur. And
hey, Melanie, hang on for one second. We just got to do a little station identification, but we'll get back to you, okay? Just hang out for one second.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.